las investigaciones correspondientes. Ya regresamos en la W.
Con el libretón BBVA.
Pégame una sección, por favor, tengo un invitado aquí. Alejandro Cabina.
¿Es un dinero, crees?
Anuncio, se retiró por una llamada.
Es una respuesta a las 24 horas del día, todos los días.
Es una voz que te aconseja.
Con el libretón BBVA tienes el respaldo y la solidez para conseguir todo lo que te propones. Su ahorro es tan importante para nosotros que lo premiamos con 618 motos y 30 carros en 2005. Tu ahorro con el libretón BBVA es todo. BBVA. Adelante. BBVA Colombia, establecimiento bancario. Vigilado Superintendencia Bancaria de Colombia. Autorizado y controlado por la empresa territorial.
Carulla, 100 años y su 20% de descuento en frutas y verduras presenta la W. Un placer.
Uy, Alberto, le tengo un placer. Bobby Fischer, leyenda viva del ajedrez, está con nosotros en la línea. Bobby Fischer. Hello, Bobby, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? Well, what is your name?
My name is Julio, Bobby.
Julio what?
Julio Sánchez Cristo.
Is this a regular radio station or internet station? What is this?
This is an international station, radio station. We are originating in different countries.
Oh, but I mean, are you on the air or like an AM band or what?
We are on the air on AM and FM band.
Right now?
Right now, sir.
And Bogota, where?
We are in whole Colombia, whole Panama, and also in different stations in the United States and through the internet all over the world.
Oh, where are you on the AM band in Bogota?
In Bogota, we are on 8850 AM and 99.9 FM in Bogota.
And what's the name of the station?
This station is called W Radio. We belong to a large radio network, Caracol.
Oh, okay.
So, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah, I'm
ready to go.
Yeah.
¿Por qué está odiando Alejandro Bobby Fischer tanto a los Estados Unidos?
Why are you hating America so much nowadays, Mr. Fischer?
Wait, who am I talking to now?
Oh, yeah, I'm your translator, sir. My name.
He talks good English. Why are you confusing me?
Because Alejandro speaks better English.
No, I'll talk to you. I don't want to get all confused here.
Okay, Bobby.
Yeah.
Why are you hating so much United States to these days?
Well, you know what just happened to me in Japan, right?
We have a quiet idea.
I got arrested on the totally trumped up charges, nonsense. And the U.S. was telling Japan to arrest me. I spent 9 months in prison on totally false charges.
We're going to translate. Nos dice Alejandro que si sabemos lo que le pasó en Japón, ¿no?
Sí, claro, y le decimos que obviamente él dice que fue arrestado en Japón, estuvo en la cárcel 9 meses, por lo que él considera son cargos completamente insensatos, de los cuales él no tiene la culpa.
Alejandro, ¿por qué estuvo en la cárcel?
Why were you in jail, Mr. Fischer?
Let me talk to this other fellow. I like he has a nice radio voice. Let me talk to him.
Why you were in jail?
The U.S. told Japan to arrest me. Very simple. And Japan accused me of having... well, if you go to the internet, can I give a website where everybody should go to if they want to get the truth about this?
Yeah, of course.
You go to HTTP...
Well, hold on. HTTP...
Colon...
Slash...
Home...
Dot.
A-T-T dot.
A-T-T dot.
N-E dot.
N-E dot.
J-P slash.
J-P slash.
Moon slash.
Moon slash.
Moon, like, you know, the moon.
The moon, yeah.
Yeah, la luna, you know.
La
moon.
Luna.
Moon slash. Fisher slash.
Fisher.
Slash.
Slash.
Let me just read it back. Okay, HTTP colon slash slash home dot A-T-T dot. And E dot JP slash moon slash Fisher slash. So that's where you get all the documents about this and a whole lot of other live radio interviews I've done. You know, that's okay. The only place you're going to get the truth.
Okay, but tell us, the reason you were in jail.
Okay. I was leaving Japan on July 13th, 2004. They gave me an exit visa in my passport, and then suddenly they arrested me and claimed that my passport had been revoked the last year in 2003 in November. You know, complete rubbish. It had never been revoked. And they put me in jail for 9 months. I never saw a judge. Here's what they charged me with. This was a notice, number 96, date 2004-7-13, to Robert James Fisher, nationality, USA, date of birth, March 9, 1943. This is to inform you that the landing permission granted to you by Immigration Inspector Narita Immigration Office on April 15th, 2004, has hereby been canceled retrospectively as of the date of landing, now that you have found not in conformity with the condition of landing provided for in Article 7, Paragraph 1, Item 1 of the Immigration Control and Refugee Recognition Act. And then it's signed by Narita Airport District Immigration Office Immigration Inspector. And then it has a signature there. Okay?
Okay.
This is the reason, and if you look up the law that they refer to, it says that the person who enters the country, the alien who enters the country, must have a valid passport and a valid visa. And I had both. I had a valid passport and I got a valid visa.
So we can say, what's a visa problem?
No, we can say they're lying. There was no visa. There was nothing. They were, the U.S. government just told them to arrest me on any lie they wanted you to. Just an outright lie. My passport was perfectly good when I entered on April 13, 2004. Perfectly good.
Great. Let me translate. Alejandro, ¿tenía problemas de interpretación de su estatus con la visa en el Japón?
Sí, lo que dice él es que iba de salida el 13 de julio y fue cuando lo encarcelaron, al parecer porque dicen que su pasaporte no estaba en regla, que su visa tampoco. Desde el 3 de noviembre, cuando él alega haber entrado el 15 de abril por el aeropuerto de Narita, y dice que allí le entregaron después una orden diciéndole pues que había sido retroactivamente cancelada su permiso de entrada a Japón.
Now, to justify what they did, this arrest, the next day, somebody from the U.S. Embassy came over to the jailhouse where they had me. The guards physically forced me to see him. They started to carry me to see him. And then I was already hurting because they hurt me the night before when they arrested me, so I walked to meet him. But the point is, he had already destroyed my U.S. passport the next day. The U.S. government and the Japs had already destroyed my passport within 24 hours of my arrest. They confiscated and physically destroyed my passport by punching holes through it and stamping canceled on every page. And to justify all of this, the U.S. government gave the prison authorities there a letter, which the prison authorities gave to me. And this is a letter from the Embassy of the United States from Manila, the Philippines, and it's signed by Theodore Allegra, Consul of the United States of America. And this letter is supposedly dated December 11th, 2003.
Okay.
And wait, let me explain a little more. It's written to me. But it has no address. It had no original signature. It's just a photocopy what they gave me. No address, no signature, no postmark, no envelope, nothing. An absolutely fake letter, obviously a fake letter, with an outdated, they gave some State Department law, several pages which were outdated. An obviously fake letter, and on this basis, they threw me in jail 9 months. I could never even go to court. I could never contest this. Total rubbish.
One moment, we're going to translate.
Bueno, dice que para justificar todo el tema del arresto le llevaron a un funcionario de la embajada norteamericana al cual le forzaron al señor Fisher a verse con él, incluso tuvieron que llevarlo para que lo vieran, y esto fue después de que destruyeran su pasaporte los japoneses y los norteamericanos poniendo rotulándolo con huecos y pues poniendo todo tipo de sellos de cancelación.
Sí, sí.
Luego de esto le mostraron una carta que provenía de la embajada norteamericana de Manila, firmada por un cónsul americano en Manila, en Filipinas, una carta
embajada en las Filipinas.
Sí, sí, señor. Del 11 de diciembre, y dice que
el 11 de diciembre del
2003.
Sí.
Okay. Okay. Bueno, pero sin firmas, sin
a este hombre lo conseguimos en Reykjavik, en Islandia. Es decir, que él sale del Japón para Islandia. ¿Por qué no puede ir a los Estados Unidos? What is the reason that you cannot return to the United States?
Oh, well, right now, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they've destroyed my passport, my U.S. passport.
But you're an American.
Yeah.
So you should go back to your country if you want.
Well, right now, you know where I'm in Iceland right now.
Yeah, I know that. So the question is, why Iceland? Island, and why not the United States?
Well, listen, they destroyed my passport last year.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I going to... And they have a 10-year... They have an arrest warrant for me in the U.S. Since 1992.
For the situation with former Yugoslavia.
Yes, yes. Well, this is also complete nonsense, because this is not... This arrest warrant was based on an executive order signed by President Bush Sr. back in 92. These executive orders are bullshit, because they don't go through Congress. In other words, the president writes down a law, like you cannot play chess in Yugoslavia, and the president signs it. What is that? The president can write down an executive order saying, I am president for life, and he can sign it. These executive orders are illegal. The only way you make the law is the Congress has to pass a law, and then it goes to the president for his signature. The president cannot make up the law and then sign it himself.
But, Bobby, that game was a friendly game with Boris Spassky.
It was friendly, but it was for the world championship. Yeah.
Ah. Bueno, pues el problema que tiene con los Estados Unidos es que el presidente Bush padre firmó una ley en donde prohibía, había sanciones para quienes fueran o tuvieran relaciones con Yugoslavia. Y este hombre, Bobby Fischer, jugó un partido en la Yugoslavia de entonces.
Un match
con el campeón soviético Boris Spassky en 1992. Eso quiere decir que usted hoy tiene orden de arresto en Estados Unidos. So today you can be arrested in the United States.
Yes, they have an arrest warrant for me in the U.S. Yes,
sí,
yes.
Tiene orden de arresto.
This is already since 92, December 15th. 1992, they indicted me, a grand jury indicted me,
mm-hmm.
And then on the same day they issued an arrest warrant for
Bobby,
December 15, 1992. Yeah.
Bobby, ¿por qué un hombre tan inteligente, con una mente tan brillante, tan rápida, termina metido en tantos problemas? Bobby, why a person with a so brilliant, smart mind get involved in so many troubles?
Well, don't blame me. Well, you're putting the blame on me.
Que no lo culpe a él. La culpa no es de él.
Yeah.
¿Por qué ha acusado también a la a los judíos? ¿Qué tienen que ver los judíos con este problema? Leí una declaración que él dio diciendo que la culpa también la tenían los judíos. Why Jewish people is involved in your problems?
Well, I have explained in many radio interviews that how the Jewish people have robbed me of all of my property at Beacon's Moving and Storage Company. They have robbed me of my royalties for my 16 memorable games. They robbed me of my royalties for Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. They made a movie searching for Bobby Fischer, which has made hundreds of millions of dollars for Paramount Pictures and Viacom, which is owned by the Jew Sumner Murray Redstone, without giving me a penny. The Jews have been engaged in one robbery after another against me.
Alejandro?
Sí, dice que le han quitado absolutamente todo, sus regalías por cada uno de los matches que ha jugado, por cada campeonato, dice que por varios cursos que ha dado Bobby Fischer, da clases de ajedrez e incluso obviamente por las regalías adquiridas a través de Paramount y Viacom
They robbed my stuff in Beacons. They robbed my stuff in Beacons Moving and Storage, a whole room of my stuff.
Dice que también le quitaron absolutamente todas las cosas que poseía en su cuarto, se las quitaron en absoluto, junto con el dinero recogido con Searching for Bobby Fischer, una conocidísima película.
Hello, Mr. Fischer, is Eva speaking. Am I allowed to ask you?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Well, it's very confused, I have to say, yeah.
Yo le quería preguntar, Julio, él está comparando a los judíos con los americanos, a dos de los que odian, dicen, por la misma situación, porque los judíos no tienen derecho a vivir en Palestina y porque los americanos dicen que pertenecen a los a los pieles rojas, a los indios. Quiero preguntarle si a él, que es como americano, le gustaría volver a América o está contento de quedarse en Islandia. Mr. Priest, I wanted to find out, you compare the Jews with the American people because the United States belongs to the red man in your work.
Wait, I would prefer one person is talking to me. I'm going to get confused here, okay?
All right, so Julio is going to keep going with Eva.
Yeah.
A ver, Eva, una pregunta concreta. Porque
vale.
Pulso, yo no lo puedo traducir.
Perdón, pues yo quiero saber si él como americano, y después de criticar tanto a los americanos, él quiere volver a América a vivir o se queda contento y feliz en Islandia.
Do you consider the possibility to go back to the United States or are you happy in Reykjavik?
The U.S. has an arrest warrant for me right now, you know. And the U.S., this would just be a kangaroo court, you know. There's absolutely no point to go back to the United States.
¿Qué dijo Alejandro?
No tiene ningún sentido regresar a los Estados Unidos. Dice que teniendo una orden de arresto.
They want to put me in prison for 10 years in the U.S.
Voy a meter en la prisión por 10 años.
Por la ley de embargo. ¿Y qué está haciendo Enrique Avila?
This is not a law. This is not a law. This is just an executive order signed by then President Bush Sr. It's not even a real law.
Dice que no es una ley, pero bueno, es una ley.
No es una ley. Es una orden ejecutivo. It's nothing.
Una orden ejecutiva es una ley.
It is not a law.
Bueno, pero yo no voy a pelear con usted, señor Fischer, por esa ley. ¿De qué está viviendo? ¿Qué está haciendo en Reykjavik? What are you doing in Reykjavik?
I'm relaxing. I just was in prison in Japan for 9 months without being allowed out even to go to court to tell the judge. I was not allowed out on bail. I was not allowed into court to explain that all this arrest was illegal.
So you are
imagine?
You are relaxing in Reykjavik.
Yeah.
And do you have enough money to live without working?
Yeah.
Le voy a hacer una pregunta con mucho respeto, señor Fischer.
Yeah.
With all my respect, Mr. Fischer.
Uh-oh.
Él sabe lo que le viene, sí.
Él anticipa las jugadas, de eso ha vivido.
Hay quienes dicen que usted se está volviendo loco. Are you getting crazy, Mr. Fischer?
Am I getting... No. Not at all.
Para nada. Mr. Fischer, muchas gracias.
¿Cuándo? I would like to take a glass of...
Of ajedrez?
Yeah. Yeah. We need very...
Pero yo creo que él estuvo en Colombia. You were in Colombia, ¿no?
No, I've never been to Colombia. Uh-huh. That's one country I haven't been to. I heard, I think, all. I can say something and nothing to do with chess... I don't think you should be sending all these drug people to America. That's like, you know, they're not going to get any kind of fair trial there. Why can't you just try them in your own country? It's outrageous, you know?
¿Qué le parece que no deberíamos enviar gente con drogas a los Estados Unidos? ¿Que deberíamos probar las drogas aquí primero?
No, you can. If you want to try them in your country. Why are you playing America's game? This is very, very dirty.
¿Y por qué cree que las drogas van a los Estados Unidos? ¿No será que porque allá también les gustan?
Tell me in English, okay?
And why do you think drugs are going to the United States? You don't think that in the United States are some people that like drugs?
No. I'm saying these drug dealers you should try in your own country.
Está hablando del trial.
Porque ahí van a recibir un juicio.
Está hablando de Alejandro. No le estoy diciendo
del
juicio.
No, trial.
No de trial, sino de trial. Enjuiciar.
You should try. Try. Yeah, you should try.
Try.
No, you should try them in your own country. Bring them to trial. You should try them or bring them to trial, you know? In your own country. Why do you have to send them to the filthy U.S.?
Está hablando de la extradición.
Extradición, yes. Well, this is completely wrong. If they committed a crime, they committed it in your country, right? They're in your country. What is that?
Sí, lo que pasa es que Estados Unidos piensa que los delitos se cometen en Estados Unidos y por eso los piden para...
No, but they're in your country, these people, right? They may have been in your country all the time, right?
Right.
So why are you sending them to the U.S.?
Señor Fischer... Usted dijo que el ministro japonés, el ministro Koizumi, era un enfermo mental y que era un títere del presidente Bush.
Right.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. It's true. I said that, yes. He's a criminal. He's a war criminal. He sent troops over to Iraq to support an unjust war, which is just about stealing the Iraqi people's oil. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed already.